Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
I'm feeling I want to take this opportunity. It's not usually, I don't usually have such an opportunity to introduce Reb Daniel. So I'm usually at the podium. He's the one at the podium, and that's the way it's going to be. But I know if my father was here, our father was here, he would definitely invite him to speak first. So I'll take this opportunity to first of all welcome Daniel. It's a tremendous first. We've been working on this for at least a couple of weeks, and probably if we go back, we could probably say probably almost over a year, because we were already working on it before last Nisan, and it didn't happen. But forgive me for that. My father was used to say, you know, it used to be, my father, Paris Meshkava, used to say that it used to be people would ask us, you know, if Rabbi Kalish was our father. Now he started getting used to, for many years, is Rabbi Kalish your son? So, and he was never Makan. He says, Klom Av Makan Al Bnei. And it's definitely, it's an honor for me always to ask if you're Rabbi Kalish's younger brother. Which BTW is that I'm a year and a half older, but let's talk to about it. With that, no further ado, please. Scott.
Birshus Achi Agadol, Birshus Rosh Hashiva Rav Aaron, Birshus everybody here. I'm thankful to be here. Very, very thankful to be here. My brother was talking about our father. He was very, very excited that my brother, Achi Agadol, was a mechanech here. And I want to speak a little why the chevr here is lucky that my brother is a mechanech here. He's a big person. But if we each just praise each other, it'll be like an awkward chill. So I wanna share something that's just true with everybody here. I want to give three scenarios. We'll get to Pesach, but this introduction is probably more important than the Divrei Torah on Pesach, Mestama, but it's not for me to decide. I want to give three scenarios that happened in my life that I want to share with you. Everybody dreams, a typical Ben Torah, all of us, we dream of a certain Shabbos table. A chassan thinks, you see a chassan praying under the chuppah, he's visualizing typically, maybe it's a Purim Suda, maybe it's a Pesach Seder, a Chanukah Mesiba, but he's seeing himself at the head of a table. And he pictures beautiful children, Einiklach. He has a scene, and that's the Iker. What's any Chasna and Kala davening for under the Chuppah? Every Chasna you see, some version, every Kala you ever see, is davening for some version of a Shabbos table, a Pesach Seder, a Chanukah Mesiba, what it's going to look like. That's the, I could ask Maish, he's a chassan, and what it's going to look like, what it's going to look like, but certainly that's the typical tefillah of a chassan under the chuppah. When you see the chassan's eyes closed, he's davening. He's davening for that scene of beautiful children, Einiklach, sincere servants of Hashem, healthy, robust, happy, beautiful servants of Hashem. And he's davening for all the things that will help cause that. That's what he and she's davening. We have another chassan, Yehuda and Chassanim here. That's the tefillah. So like every other chassan in the world, I dreamed of a certain Shabbos table. I had been zeich when I was a bacher. I ate often by my brother, and I saw a beautiful table. I saw a table that there was shalom bayis. The table there was ava. It was beautiful. It was a beautiful matzah. And you dream of your own table. And I dreamed of a certain Shabbos table. And in Eretz Yisrael, I was very, very proud of my Shabbos table. It's important to me how it looks, what it looks like. As your kids age and they get a little older, they have other plans. They have different plans. Beautiful kids, the best in the world. Your kids get to 13, 14, 15, 16, 17. They have plans. It doesn't always stem exact with what your plans are. And you struggle with that. You struggle with, and it's geschmack, and you struggle with that. That's one scene that I want to present to the Chevra. Scene number two. Scene number two, I was zeichet, there's a yid in Florida, a beautiful yid, a tzaddik of a yid. And this yid flew down to Florida. He wanted guys from our yeshiva. He's a tzaddik. He wanted to take care of people. And he mamish and chesed, he flew down, my wife and myself, 50 guys. He rented a tent in his backyard, and he was making a beautiful Shabbos. He made all the suddas and he hosted everybody, unbelievably gracious, spent a tremendous amount of money, Kulei Tzidkus, he wanted to give, he didn't want anything back. But I did feel a certain pressure. My wife and I ate away Leil Shabbos, we ate away, and the first thing we were joining is the Oineg, then there was going to be a Shabbos Day Suda, Shalosh Suddas, and Malav Malka. The first thing my wife and I were joining was a Leil Shabbos Oineg. So we come to the Einig. In this Yid's house, there were two Rabbanim. There was a Rosh Kailul there. There were people from the community. Let's make an Einig. But he also had a beautiful basketball court in the backyard. Beyond the pool, there was a great outdoor. He had a cool material I never saw before. He could dribble outdoors. He did it nice. I'm not going to claim I wasn't tempted to have a game. But the guys were very tempted. And they gave in to that temptation. I had gaiva not to give in. They didn't have the gaiva. And the guys were playing basketball in the backyard. So now my wife and I sit down. The chevra's playing basketball in the backyard. It's not so easy to sing and make an einig. There were good games going on. And I was very stressed out. In an honest way, I was sitting there. Okay, let's do this. Let's do it. How do you man? This is crazy. How are you making an einig? We're going to sing. They're playing basketball in the backyard. Shabbos, though. They're playing basketball. We were like flaunting. Like, how do you... Guys, let's perform. Come on. That's scene two. Scene three, we have in Eretz Yisrael, we have a gathering. Hundreds of guys get together. We're together from Thursday night to Maitzei Shabbos straight, mamish. Leil Shishi, Erev Shabbos, then we have all the Suda Shabbos. Shalosh Shuddos is like open to the public. Shalosh Shuddos, people come. Then people can come other times. Shalosh Shuddos, a lot of people come. We're in a room, we had a few hundred. Chevra Shalosh Shuddos, there are over 1,000 people in the room, well over 1,000 people. Again, Rabbanim, Yungel Light, big people in the room, they want to see, it's a spectacle. We have a guy in Yeshiva, who's a very energetic guy, he has his own challenges, and he was fighting with another bacher. There are 1,000 people there. I'm at the head. I want this to mamish. I have all these lishma reasons that I pretend to myself, that I'm telling myself, you know, I want the guys to look good. There's a lot of shaloi lishma, a lot of things going on, you can imagine. And I'm stressed out. He's fighting mamish. I have very good peripheral vision, a weird thing. And I see him at an angle, and he's fighting a schmuck. 1,000 people, and he's loud. 1,000 people will notice him, at least in my... I'm nervous about this, and he's fighting. So you have these three scenarios. The Shabbos Suda, the Friday night Oineg, where guys have a basketball court, and the guy fighting 1,000 people to make. And I want to say completely sincerely, my kids handed me Shabbos, they saved my Shabbos table. The guys playing basketball saved the whole Shabbos. Sincerely, I'll explain. They made the whole Shabbos. If they weren't playing ball, there was no Shabbos. Shalom Aleichem. They made the whole Shabbos. And the guy fighting saved the whole Shalosh Shuddos. And I want to explain it. It made me have a conversation. Daniel, you're in a backyard, and they're playing ball. And I asked myself, why'd they bring down our yeshiva? I can get you 50 guys who will sing Shari Shemayim Psach much nicer. The mamish shakel, mamish stark. Sharei, will mamish be? So they bring our guys. 1,000 people are at this Shalosh Shuddos. Why? I can show them a lot better Shari Shemayim Psach. Better Yudid Nefeshes. Why are they here? My kids are making trouble. They're mamish angels, my kids. They're talking geshmak at the Shabbos table. I want to say to the chevra, I want to say something that's true. Hashem is real, the Yid is real, Shabbos is real, and sing a song for Shabbos. Tefillah is very real. The whole tzibur could be talking. I'm not saying anybody should talk. Do you know talkers don't ruin shul? You know you could talk to Hashem is real, and so are you. And a Yid and Hashem wants a Yid to talk to him, real? I don't know. We go with our mishpachas. You go out with your wife. You go to a restaurant. People are talking. We talked. They didn't ruin our conversation. I'm not saying somebody should talk in shul. Of course they shouldn't. You know why they shouldn't? Because Hashem is real. We're real, and He really wants to hear us. And you could talk to Him. But what happens sometimes? Mechanchim are good creators of things. They're good, and there's no shame in being. They can make a good matzav geshmak. They could make such a good matzav. We're good makers of stuff. So here I could make a good Shabbos table. My kids saved my life. Daniel, stop. 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 And you know you could really sing to Hashem? The kids could be, everybody's smiling. When the guys are playing ball, beforehand I'm making something. Let's do this chevra. The guys will call it out. Stop. Stop. Stop trying to make something. Stop. Somebody here can make... I went with a few chevra. We were singing some ring of matzah, and the alarms went off in the place. They were louder than Waterbury alarms. You know, we're a yeshiva. We were kicked out of Waterbury because of fire alarms. We shut down. Fire alarms are like our big enemy. In the middle of this matzah, an alarm went off. The place was loud. I think it could be one of our guys set it off in the facilities. He thought he would just take a puff. I don't know. I don't know. But the alarm went off. Do you know they saved the whole event? Saved the whole event. It saved it. We're yidden. We could sit down now. Nothing has to be made. Nothing. We could sit down. We could share a dvar Torah together. And when a guy comes, when they're playing ball in the backyard, and I lost like the make it, the, you know, comedians like a certain environment. You need a certain, to say jokes. It's very important. They work hard to create. They have people that go before the comedian. His jokes don't work if it's not a certain. We actually could like learn Torah, two Jews, and could like each other, and could like just sit down authentically. People talk about what a good mechanech is. Mechanech's not a manipulator. None of this warm Rebbe stuff. A warm Rebbe is like disaster. A warm Rebbe. It's like a guy who does something. No, stop. 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 We're Yidden, and two Yidden could be close. Could learn together. They could talk together. Real. Authentically. I watched, with all of Klal Yisrael, I watched the hostages. Together with Klal Yisrael, Agam Berger, this hostage, went in. She didn't know about Torah and Mitzvahs, and she became a Shomer Shabbos in Gaza. I checked that. I verified. I actually listened to her speak. I actually sent somebody I'm close to went to meet with her. She's a holy Bas Yisrael. I'm going to talk about her for a minute. I want to say I see different in me. She's just me and she's you. I meet her as yeshiva. I see better now. This is just a yid. She's a yid. She's a yid. In the condition she was in, she was keeping kashrus. She wasn't eating treif. She would have died, she said, because she didn't know. She thought you're supposed to die for mitzvahs. She says on herself she wouldn't touch food. She was pekuach nefesh. The Hamas guy, somebody gave her a sefer. Hashem loves us, me and you. And a guy handed her, a terrorist handed her a siddur and a sefer. And in the sefer she learned, v'chai ben, that you're not supposed to die for mitzvahs. So certain times she was right, rightfully she ate something to survive. She said she wouldn't have survived. She was shomer Torah mitzvahs. She was keeping Shabbos. Keith Siegel started making mezainis. The Meshuggah Hamas guy said to Keith Siegel, "Atolo dati." You know what it means to make a mezainis when you're starving to death? The guy was starving to death. It's not. There's nothing in our life. I fast for a day. It's not pashut. The guy was starving to death. They describe starvation. The hostages. It's not. It's not anything from our world. We have no experience like that. And the man before you put anything into his mouth, anything. Say Baruch Atah Hashem, any drink, any food, anything. Only Brachin or Bereim names, and he knew Hamaitzi. And he'd make him a Zionist before he had any drink, anything. Keith Siegel. Make him a Zionist. It's me and you as a Yid. The stupid terrorist said to him, he's not only evil, he's stupid. He said, Atalo Dati. Meshuggah, a Yid. A Yid. A Yid. I learned new things about me. I just see Keith Siegel's me and he's you. He's the Rosh Hashiva we know, he's the younger man we know, he's the Chassidish Yid we know. He's us. He's a Yid. He's not a Yid. We forgot what a Yid is. A Yid, he's just a Yid. They didn't have, you have to understand, Agam Berger was keeping Shabbos. I don't think Hamas was like the perfectly behaved when she was doing Shabbos. You know, I'm not sure they knew the songs to sing. They were holding guns and torturing her. She kept Shabbos. You know why? Hashem is real, a Yid, and real, and being Shem, the Yid, the Amikad Sheshvi. She kept Shabbos. We get caught up in creating things, and it's good to create things. It's very good. A good matzav is so beautiful. It's wonderful. Don't apologize if you can create something good. But don't forget that we can plug into something authentic. A good mechanech is an authentic person. No tricks. My father was like very bad at tricks. Did our father, I think a person should have tricks? He was a Yid who loved Torah. He wasn't trying to say geschmack for the chevra. He had an avasat Torah. Guys in yeshiva by us, for many years they taught speaker tricks. Say, a wonderful rashba, an amazing kiveger. By us in yeshiva, if a speaker says a wonderful rashba, they all fall asleep. I yelled at my kids. I asked on a speaker. I said, you heard what he said? My kids said, no. I said, I know he said a wonderful rashba, but he said good things. But they shut down. They're out. They don't want tricks in a speaker. They don't want that. There's a very emistic adar. It's very, not that the old adar wasn't emis. There's different things rooted in asiya. There's all the old adar. We only stand on their shoulders. It's not a better adar. We stand on the shoulder of the older adar. We only are where we are from everything we receive from the older adar. But it's a adar that wants pnimius a lot. Wants a certain. Speaking tricks have to go by the wayside. No more gishmak or rashbas. If you enjoy the rashbas, my father never said a gishmak or rashbas. He said a rashba and it was gishmak for him. Two things happen when somebody says a rashba they like. Either the one listening also likes it. Dvar mayyotzim min alev nechnasim alev. Something that emanates from the heart goes into the heart, Rabbeinu Tam. Or, at the very least, for Bachar it doesn't go into his heart, but you watch somebody you enjoy Torah. I remember a balabas sitting next to my father. My father said in Mishabur, that's his favorite Mishabur. The balabas said, I love coming to Shimi. He's the only man who has a favorite Mishabur, a favorite Rambam, a favorite Rashma. He had things he liked. So even if the person doesn't enjoy, but they're seeing somebody who enjoys. I want to say, my brother didn't, it's awkward, he introduced me, but I want to say, and my brother is a person who's an emistic person. It's not tricks, he's a mechanech, he's taken mechanech, a tzaddik, a person, an Eved Hashem, emistic Eved Hashem. And I appreciate a yeshiva that appreciates honesty. By us also, that's the rebellion by us. I want somebody who's an honest person. Like, real friendship, real connection, he likes Torah. Like, it's not about tricks, it's not about tricks. It's not about kishmak, it's not about a warm Rebbe. He's warm, it just means an authentic person. Likes people, like sees another Yidda, likes people, likes Torah. We have something very authentic. By the Seder, by the way, it's not about creating people. We all dream of a big-time Seder. Needs Nisim. To have a good Seder, needs a Nes. Needs a Nes. And Be'ez Hashem, we daven, we start davening, we prepare for a good Seder. We have ages, the gamut of the ages. Men and ladies, everybody has different type of Torah they like. To have a good Seder is like a Nes. And you daven for a good say, and you prepare as best as possible, and then you accept exactly the matzah that is by you. Exact. One person's tired, one's kvetchy, one's frustrated, and you accept that matzah. And that's the best seder in the world. I had two people, one year I had a seder, it was the best seder we ever had, and two drunkards came into my seder. We didn't know them, and they ruined the entire seder. It's the best seder we ever had, Bemis. That my kids could remember, I think, like the big divrei Torah, because you stop creating, like the guys stop making. And then what do you think the Seder is? Emunah. It's a night of tremendous Emunah. And the present to what is, one kid's crying, one kid's this, and you're present to what is the deepest Seder you ever made. Your matzah, with everything going on around you, all your frustrations, all our difficulties, a loved one, a family member who's not performing to your expectation, and you're present, and you accept, and you eat your matzah. It's the most deep night. The things I want to share about the Seder, a lot I want to share. Nirtza is magical. Nirtza is magical. That at the Seder, we all have Nirtza. Nirtza means my Seder was acceptable. This is good. A beautiful Yid I know, at the end of his Seder, went over to his Rebbe for a couple of hours. Before he departed from his Rebbe's Seder, he gave him a bracha. that next year you should be zeicha, that you don't, that you realize your seder is the right seder. You don't need to come here. That was his bracha. The Rebbe gave the Talmud. Nirtze is the understanding Hashem wants our avodah. It's a night that 2, 3 hours, 4, 5, 6, whatever hours. It's the most mitzvahs we do the whole year in that amount of time. Pashtus. Tons of mitzvahs, the famous, the grossest. In yeshiva, we've been learning, giving shiur, and we're up to 20 mitzvahs we've been learning. Shtekel be'ion, trying to learn the mitzvahs, a night full of mitzvahs. The lesson is Hashem wants my mitzvah, and yours, and his, and hers, and all of us. He wants our mitzvah. The Rabbanu Shalom wants us. He wants us. Tonight, Shimurim is Hashem's mitzapa. He hopes for us. Baviv Shamras, the Mamtenu mitzapa. Hashem's waiting. It's Lel Shimurim for Hashem. He wants us, and we want him. And he wants us. With what we did yesterday, today, everything. He wants us. He wants my mitzvah. The Rabbanu Shalom wants. That's the night he wants. Nirtza is stunning. That everybody ends their seder. I've done a good job. Everybody. And you even know beforehand, you're going to say, you know what, it's good. And I always say this, there's three crowds you perform in. Anybody speaks or sings. I just had a guy who was in yeshiva for over 5 years, and I told him he's not leaving yeshiva till he sings a solo. He's a beautiful voice. He hasn't sung today. He came up for his last time. He's getting married Sunday night. And I told him, no, you have a promise. We both promised. And he sang his first solo. In 5 years in yeshiva, he sang. It was beautiful. He got a standing ovation. It was wonderful. But it was his first time. So I say there are three crowds you perform in front of. There are three crowds. Once in a while you speak in front of a crowd, speak or sing in front of a crowd that wants you to fail. That's looking, it's a rare thing. You have to think of the scenario. It's happened to people. When you sing or speak in front of a crowd, they're not parv. One, it's a rarity, but you have a crowd that wants you to, oh, he said that, got him. So that's so in singing or speaking, it's a hostile environment. It's not so calm. Yidden is our tzaddik, and we like each other. But this could happen, such a thing. There's a second crowd that's 50-50. That's usual. They'll see. Let's see what he's about. This guy's coming. Okay, Mitzad Echer is Rai Kalish, we have David's brother, so it might be okay. Mitzad Sheni, Waterbury, what is that? You know, there's 50-50. Let's check out what he's about. Is he going to sing Tati My King? What's he going to do? Like, what's his vibe? Let's see. Let's check him out. Is he Unzura? Not from Unzura. Let's figure out. Let's see. There's a 50-50. That's most crowds, people speaking. There's a third crowd that if you sing in front of your grandparents, a guy like sings in yeshiva, he can mess up every word. It was like the oil goes nuts. You mess up, we like you even better. Like, it's not 50-50. Our avodah in front of Hashem is not 50-50. Nirtza is not, it's not true, it's not an emes. You know, a little kid draws a picture. Rina, when she was little, had a friend over, and I didn't know what to do. Rina's picture was awesome, and her friend's picture, I wasn't so excited, but it is her friend. I was like struggling. It's my daughter's picture. I wasn't like working hard. It was so cool what she drew. And then like her friend's picture also. Okay, I had to like say, wow, it's amazing. But Rina's picture was like other world. A parent, the kid's picture, we're not 50-50. I guarantee my brother's kids are very handy, but they build something. It's not like, let's see, is it? Before they build, what they build is like gishmak. Remember Yisrael Meir, my son said to me, Mom, I say you're the best kid in the world. He said, every mother thinks that about their kid. Like, okay, so you think so. But it's not impartial to a parent. We're not impartial to Hashem. It's not. He wants our avodas. Avodas l'ratzon. There's nirtza. You know you're having nirtza before you start. And it's a big place to tap into. Nirtza is a big part of the seder. I'm jumping to nirtza because you're going to have a nirtza. Whatever your seder, shouldn't we wait? I hope nirtza. You should have like a vote in the family. Like everybody gets like 5 scores. You know, and if the votes are like towards this, every guy in the city, it's not how it works. There's a nirtza before, it's an emes in our avodah. The Rabbeinu Shalom wants us. I'll tell you a maisa, it was very touching to me. Our mother is a very, isha chashuva, isha schaver. She's a very honest person. One of my sons was drunk for him and was crying about his zeda. And he said, he was crying to his baba, I was sitting there. He said, I want to make Zaidi proud. What should I do? Crying, b'chiyah. It was very serious. I want to make Zaidi proud. Tell me, and he would have done anything. My mother's a very honest person. So my mother's thinking, and Einikel's crying, I want to make Zaidi proud. So Ima starts thinking. She's thinking what to tell an Einikel. It's very serious. My mother's a very straight person, honest, straight, very thought out person. She's thinking. She says to my son, I want to tell you something. Like, I want to give you some. First of all, it will work. You're like, do it. You're drunk, Purim. This is like the Rebbe's dream, the grandmother's dream. I want to learn Torah. Like, give me and I'll be makabel. It's like, mamish, wonderful. My mother said, I can't help but be honest. Zaidi was like proud of us. I can't think of one thing. He was just proud of us. So I would tell you, I'm not going to lie. I can't pretend to you. He was proud of you. I can't. I want to tell you, like, Zach, do this. Then it's not how it is. He's proud of us. He really was proud of his children. Einik, look, I can't be a liar. I must. I can't. He just was proud of you. I can't. Who you are and what you are, he's proud of. I'm not going to trick you with that. Somebody says, you take away such a motivation of Avodah. This is the energy of all of our Avodah, that Hashem is proud of us. It's not cute. It's not to tell the struggling guys, no shaykhs. It's the truth. If you don't want Niertze, tell me a person who has Niertze's canceled this year. We didn't do a good job. The kids were very kvetchy. The father was kvetchy. Now Niertze's out. I was in such a bad mood. I was Niertze. My avodah's l'ratzon. I came, I showed up, my avodah's l'ratzon. It's Niertze. It's l'ratzon l'fnei Hashem. It's a very big part of avodah's Hashem. Be it tziyasa mibeis medrash. You ask a guy how his man was, and he says, it could have been better. It's a bad answer. Be it siyasa mebeis haknesses. Ma, we're learning brachas in yeshiva. Ma hu oimer, my dani shesamtecha. Thank you, Hashem. Was wonderful. The guy should say, could have been better. The lot, my dani shesamtecha. I came, I got. That's the best answer. I came and I got. I decided this man, this winter, I was determined, me and my son, Moshe, you're going to learn. I got a chavrus. I love learning with this son. All my sons, this son, I was there. He was available. He was open for me. I need to learn. To have a Seder is very hard for me. My brother sat and learned for years. I decided I'm having a first Seder. So my son, Moshe, was available. This is going to be great. I'm not telling you how many times I came this month. That's between me and Hashem and my son. You know, it was wonderful. You know, it was wonderful. I think it's going to spur me to good zmanim. I came less than probably anybody in Rav Aaron's yeshiva. Probably I came less. Being honest. I didn't come as many times, but it was wonderful. You know, the times I really appreciated, and we were focused on learning, and I even sometimes thought about what we learned. And I came a handful of times. Not I missed it. I came a handful of times. And I wanted to come more consistently. And there are excuses and reasons and zachen. I want to do better. It was a wonderful zman. A wonderful zman. Maidani that Hashem gave me a chavrusa and a mesecht the brachas, and I learned a few lines of it. Wonderful. Mamish. Geschmack. I'm very, very thankful. Bemis. I'm full of good feelings. Really good feelings. Good feelings. If I had better feelings, I wouldn't be able to tell you that. My failures, it was my successes I'm sharing. We came, we learned. I sat with the first Seder chavrusa a few times. The Nirtza that we have at the Seder is a big zach to the Seder. It's built into our Seder. Pesach's the shayrish of everything. It's mamish the yichud room with Hashem. Pesach's everything. And he wants our avoid, and we have a Nirtza built in. It was l'ratzon. I did what I was supposed to. I did. I came. And there's a Nirtza built into the Seder. But I didn't come to tell you this. I'll tell you what I came to tell you tonight. I'll tell you what I want to... Am I over the time already? What time is my
room? Came for your speech. There's no mic to pull. No plug to pull.
I just have the floor. Just keep going. Okay. I have a nice brother. If somebody wants to get up and say, hey, sure.
When the fire alarm goes up.
Don't say somebody's going to pull it. I have so much PTSD from fire alarms. We were on vacation. My kids were cooking, and I started like panicking. I said, "Neil, like, don't worry." I'm like, "The fire alarm." I go, "Like, it doesn't matter. Like, it's not a thing." But by us, we have like you don't even make a joke about a fire alarm. Yes, Avi, true what I'm saying. You did. You're true. Fire alarms by us. Somebody, guys have it on their phone sometimes.
I get smoke alarm calls.
So. Oh, so you know what I mean. So you have some anxiety from, okay, two brothers bando with smoke alarms.
12:30 a.m. I get somebody's smoke alarm.
Okay, so you can relate. So now we can relate to each other. Oh, it's business, you think. I hear. But yes, it's business also. I don't know. What was it? The Kitzur, what I want to share with them is as follows. One of the trickiest part of the Seder, and I want you to hear, Akasha, we all do things that are Seder so the children should ask a question. And as your kids get older, Yehuda, you've noticed this, Yehuda, what's the worst answer? The kid says, picture Yaakov saying, Tati, why'd you do it? And I'm like, to get you to ask. That is pathetic. So you have no other answer? Kids of today, I'm out. What's happening? I did it to get you to ask. That's your answer? Really? Is that home? There's things we do at the Seder, Kadesh Yeshua, in order that the children should ask. How do you look a kid in the face and you tell him kids of today are very, very deep? A friend of mine's 5-year-old came home and said, Mora said that you're not allowed to be jealous. Like terrible things to be jealous. He said, that's not true, right? But Akasha, she's asked, I as a kid was told jealousy is bad. So if I ever was jealous, I just shame myself. You're not allowed to be jealous. Like Sachman, I'm not jealous. The kid came on, I am jealous. It's a friction. Tyra says, Lay Sachman, I am jealous. She wasn't willing to do away with that friction. That's a deep friction. I am jealous of somebody. What do I do with that? A letter comes in the mail, Mr. Daniel Kalish. It bothers me a lot. I have no smicha. I have no entitlement. My brother finished chess. I never learned chess. Not close. And I'm bothered I get Mr. Daniel Kalish. I don't want to be bothered, but I am. Is that right? Is that a good thing? I love friction. That's a friction. That's cool. That's cool. Go on a walk with that. It's cool. The best things you get in your life are when you walk with friction. You think you teach yourself the deepest things. Friction is wonderful. Friction is wonderful. We do things at the Seder and we want the child to ask. The child should ask. He asks, what's going on? Now you tell him, I just did it to get you to ask. So you're playing with me, you're toying with me, to get me to ask. The night of clarity, the night of the Seder, the night of clarity, all of us understand, and this is a very difficult thing to say. It's very easy to say on somebody else's source. I'm talking about on the difficult things of our life. I'm talking about the night of clarity, Laila Kiyoyim Yairu, the night of clarity, where we say Halal Balaila, Shalai Kederach Kol Hashana, because it's clarity. The night of clarity is the understanding that the difficulty, Hashem is bringing me somewhere. I need it. I need it. He's bringing me somewhere. It's painful. I don't know. It's frustrating. It's angering. It brings up emotion. It's not to ignore what it brings up. But actually, it's bringing me somewhere. You know, two chavrusas are learning and you have a bomb kasha. How do you come up with the teretz? How do you come up with the teretz? You think, you crinkle your eyes. Are you praying? Hashem, please, I don't know what I'm doing right now. But you have a bomb kasha. What do you do when you have a bomb kasha? Two chavrusas. I'll tell you what I do. I think everybody does. I ask the question again and again. I sit in the problem. If I'm getting, I've already asked and I've been crinkling for a while, I stop here. Then he'll question one more time. Problems take you on journeys. Kashas take you places. Ask the question again. Questions bring us places. Difficulties bring us places. There's a memra from the Baal Shema, Mina Meitzar Karasika, that I'm in the Meitzar, Mina Meitzar. I don't avoid the Meitzar. He brings a medrash to Baal Shem. Problems bring us somewhere. They bring us somewhere. The Bemis is a bomb kasha. Why is Pari, the Rambam asked the kasha, why is Pari, Moshe so busy with Pari, a whole charade? Tell Pari, Hashem's hardening Pari. Who's Pari? Blow him up. There's the Rabbeinu Shloim here. What are we going to Pari? And Moshe's busy with Pari, back, forth. Who in the world, who cares about Pari? If you look in Va'era at the beginning of the whole parsha of Yetzias Mitzrayim, it's one of the strangest psukim that I can think of. Hashem says to Moshe and Aaron two things. Deal calmly with Klal Yisrael. Benachas, be soivel. I understand. And be respectful of Paroi. You serious? Paroi? Can you imagine? Hashem sending to save from Hitler, Yimach Shemai v'zichrei. Paroi murdered our children, my friends. And the same sentence, be very respectful and soft with Klal Yisrael. And respect Paroi. Respect Paroi? That's like the sugya. That's at the beginning of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Kavod for Paroi? Really? Really? And put together with Bisoivel Am Yisrael, Vayitzav Mal B'nei Yisrael Vel Paroi Melech Mitzrayim. It's vild. Be sweet to Paroi, like gentle. Kavod to Paroi? That's the sugya. Respect. Maybe it's true. I don't know. Teach me some other place. I don't know. To be nice to Am Yisrael, the Savior, together, what that is, to give respect to Paroi? We're so busy. My brother's bar mitzvah parasha was Bishalach. I remember as a youngster hearing him leaning. I remember as a kid he was practicing for his bar mitzvah. I would try to lane it to you, but I'm off key with things. But I remember him laning Bishalach parasam. I remember him laning the psukim Bishalach. Bishalach Paroi sent us. The Rabbanu Shalom took us. Who in the world is Paroi? Who is he? He says, me Hashem. We say, me Paroi. Who in the world is Paroi? What's the difference? He blows up. The Rabbanu Shalom. Omar Vayehi. Hashem says he is. He is. He says he's not. He doesn't exist. Sehu. The Rabbanu Shalom doesn't have to do something to Paroi. He's Messiah Das from a second. There's no Paroi. He doesn't exist. What's Paroi? Who's Paroi? That Moshe is busy with Paroi. And it's Dvarim Pshutin, Rabbi, say that our difficulties, our Mitzrayims that we all have, Hashem's bringing us places. He's working with us. And Paroi sends us out. And Moshe handles with Paroi. And Moshe's told with kavod to Paroi. What you're going through, and Paroi is all the shibud and the difficulty, there's a kavod to it. It's bringing you somewhere. Hashem's working with us. Exactly our challenges. He's working with us. There's a plan. He's taking us somewhere. He's working with us. He's working with us. The night of Yetzias Mitzrayim of clarity, there are questions. It's built on questions because questions are wonderful. They take us places. You only get to Geula from questions. There's a Maisa with the Bardichever at his Seder right before the four questions. He started crying like a baby. He wouldn't stop for a long period. Then he picked up his head and he let his family listen in. He said, four kashas Hashem, and he started crying like a baby. He said, the 35-year-old single girl down the block, Hashem, have a kasha. The family struggling with parnasa, have a kasha, Hashem. Beautiful family. Beautiful family. The family of the father and son. A father and son are supposed to have tremendous friendship. Tremendous closeness. They're not close. There's a divide, tata and son. What type of world? Kashas Hashem, and he's bawling with kashas. Forgot what night it was, the Berditchover. It's Tisha B'Av. The Berditchover was saying that the night of clarity is sitting some kashas. That brings the gula. That is part of the gula. Don't ignore what is. It brings us places. It brings to a conversation with Hashem. It brings to tefillah, to emunah, to empathy, to all, to big grace, to big places. The night is built on questions. The night's built, Kana ben Shail. It's built on questions. It's built like that. The Seder is built on a kasha. It's built on, our whole geula is built on kashas. Kashas means I went through an experience that I needed to go through. Terutzim come from kashas. The whole geula comes from a matzah. We cried out to Hashem amidst the difficulty. This was part of my story. It's part of my geula. Paroi brings me a Bishalach Paroi Yisam. Paroi sends me out of Mitzrayim. Moshe handles with Paroi. Moshe is told to respect Paroi. That's part of the tzivui to be good to Am Yisrael. That's part of what he's giving over to Am Yisrael. It's not this is the matzav you're in. This is like chaos. No, it's not. It's not. Be no covered with Paroi. There's a matzav you're in. Hashem's working with us. He's bringing us somewhere. He's taking us somewhere. That's perhaps this Indian. You ever in a shir, somebody asks a kasha, and the guy answers too fast? It's like you're killing the whole shir. Go sit in a kasha a little bit. I've come to love kashas. I used to ask people all the time, and I called myself out. I asked on this man, it was a smooth man. A guy comes back from Eretz Yisrael. How's your marriage going? Smoothly? How are your kids going? It's going. I used to ask smooth. That was my word. You say words. That was the baby in me. I wanted smooth. I didn't want issues. Is anything good smooth? Was it a smooth man here? Is that, that's the stupidest. If it's the only thing smooth is when there's death, the line goes smooth. Smooth is like pathetic. Was it a good smooth? There were big difficulties. Yeah, I went somewhere. I faced things. I worked through. The smooth is the conflict avoidant in me. Like, is it smooth? I think to myself, what good thing is smooth? It's Hashem made a world, a beautiful world of Nisyonis, beautiful, with the right help and the right. And he brings us beautiful places, the exact Nisyonis we need, the exact stories, the exact Mitzrayims that bring us to our Gula, exact. And from the spaces, Minametzar, from there we get to beautiful places. Not ignoring, is it a smooth Zman? What was the say the smooth? What's smooth? What does that mean? The reality was it a good Zman? Oh, it was wonderful. There was so many peaks and valleys and issues and stuff. It was wonderful. And Imamish, the good days and the difficult days brought me places. Is it a smooth? I was a good Zman. Is it smooth with your child? What type of silly question is that? Who wants it smooth? Amaleinu, Elu Abanim. It was just beautifully rocky, beautiful. Any two guys on Shidduch, when a guy's in a Shidduch, when it's all just going smoothly, it hasn't even started yet. It starts, they bump into an issue. Oh, okay, now you see, is it going to work? It's smooth, okay. You haven't started dating yet, Mamash. There's an issue, there's stuff, okay, now we're going to see. It's either not going to be, or it's going to be, because it's not smooth anymore. Now we started. The Seder's built on a Kasha. It's built on Kasha's Kana Ben Shoyl. I suspect that to get the children to ask, don't say terutzim. A guy complained to me, Mamish yesterday, Bachur in Yeshiva said that I have questions. And not one Rebbe in Yeshiva has given me an answer. So I said, none? He says, none. I said, you go to Rai with Snicky. So Rai with Snicky's not giving me answers. I said, okay. Rai Silverman? He's like thinking, okay, this one's fired. Rai Silverman? No answer. Rai Levy? No answer. Rai Katz? No. I went to all the Rebbeim. He said, I went. I thought. So he described. I said, "Shoo! I wanted to see if I have to fire a Rebbe. Is that Rebbe dumb enough to say an answer to you? You have questions. It's gewaldig. Such good friction is good. Question is a wonderful thing. Why would somebody say an answer to you? An answer, you have friction. That's a big place. Go on a walk. If somebody's mechazik, holds your hand, and we can go on a walk to Zaman. Since when is friction a bad thing? You're feeling something. You're working through something. There's a friction here. That's any teretz comes. Why would somebody take away the friction from you? That would be silly. It brings us places. I'm not pretending that it's difficult, the friction. The Mara is bitter and Mitzrayim is a difficult place. But the Rabbeinu Shalom put us to Mitzrayim and took us out and was bringing us somewhere. It's bringing us to Gula. Parai frees us. It's a Sfasemis. Parai frees us. Moshe's busy speaking to Parai. He's not ignoring the situation. He's handling the situation. From there, we get places. It's Pasha to me when the kid asks. The answer is not, I was trying to get you to ask. The answer is that, ask. What do you think? What do you think, Taka? My Rebbe, whatever he asked his father would say, Yechiel, what do you hold? When your kid asks, you say, I want your questions. He'll get big places. Let him. The kid say smart things. What do you think? What do you hold? I want tonight of kashas. The kashas have gesund answers. Just don't say them. It was to get you to ask, not for me to say the answer. But you get place. Anybody thinks about anything we do has shtick luch Torah. So I wasn't to get him to ask. Anything you'll find in Svarim, on anything that it says to get the kid to ask, you see in Svarim, it says answers. So it wasn't to get him to ask, it was a good question. That's not the point, it was a good question. It's a night of clarity. We chap all the kashas, we're bringing us somewhere. We're not afraid of kashas the night of Pesach. It's a night of wonderful questions. The Bar Ditchover started crying and asked, he said, I have thousands, and he asked them to Hashem the night of Pesach. So tonight he wasn't afraid of kashas. The night of clarity is Hashem. Hashem wants us to hear our kashas. He wants us to have our kashas. It brought us. It brings us places. Our questions, and more of us from the kashas, by way of the kashas, get out of Mitzrayim. All to Rutzima, by way. By the way, a good speech. The old speeches taught techniques of speeches. Oh, wonderful Rashba, this chaver. You know the tricks aren't working here. I'm sorry. You want to know the best technique of speaking? Ask a good question. And people say, that's a good question. Ask a good question. That question on the Seder that we do things to get the kid to ask, if you tell a kid that, that's just maddening. So my Seder, it's a Ponzi scheme, just to get me to ask. So I'll make a Seder to get him to ask. Do we do anything with this? The getting you to ask is questions aren't bad. It's a night of clarity. The questions bring us places. You're asking good, son. Wow. That bother you, son? It bothers me a lot. Good. Good. You be with him there. It's not. It's hard to be bothered by something. I don't understand. I don't understand your father. Together, you say, I don't understand him. I had the kash for years. If he waits long enough, maybe at some point you tell him a little about your journey from questions. By the way, he'll have his journey from questions, because we all get out of it, right? But there's questions. There's serious journeys and questions and thoughts. It's serious. So this guy's like, no, Rebbe's telling me the answer. You make it like you have a problem, that you have a kasha. That's wonderful. You're alive, man. It's not smooth. You have a kasha. That's not a problem to have a kasha. It's bringing you. Hashem is bringing us. I don't want to be callous about difficulty. And it's easy to say this. This is, but a night of emunah is klur difficulty. We look at our people. I don't say lightly what we're going through is layuman. I personally discovered what a yid is. I see it. It changed my opinion of myself and other people I see. Because of Agam Berger, I look at you. I look at my brother. I always held my brother, but I see him and me different because of Agam Berger. It's us. It's just me. She's a yid. She's a yid in jail. And the stupid Hamas, Atalo Dati, doesn't know what a yid is. Like as if like there's some brand. God made a yid. He was an Am Nivra. On the Leil HaSeder, there was the creation of a yid. So what brand are you? The fool. Fool that it takes a Hamas terrorist. Atalo Dati, Keith. Idiot, you taught us Ani Yehudi, Rebbe. Rebbe Hamas, you taught me Ani Yehudi. I've been a Yid, I'm a Yid. Yesh Mashmo'ot. Keith Siegel said, I chapped sitting there, Yesh Mashmo'ot Liot Yehudi. Means something to be a Yid. His first week out of jail, his daughter, Shear, I heard her say this, not rumors, I heard her say this. Shear said, Tata, what do you want the Shabbos? Whatever you want, Tata, whatever you want. She said, I thought he'd want ugot, chalot, whatever you want, I'll make you a steak, I'll grill you, whatever you want, Tata. Whatever you want, Reb Keith. So then he wrote, Sashneid, I want two things. He said, please get me a kippah, please get me a kos. I want to make kiddush the Shabbos kosher. That's what Keith Siegel said, his mishpacha. Get me a kippah, that's a yid, it's the yid. Get me a kippah and get me a kos. I want to make kiddush. Am mikad sheshvi. I want to make kiddush. That's what Keith Siegel told us. That's me and you. That's a yid. It had the stupid Hamas guy. Atalo dati. Ten li kippah, ten li kos. And he would say, I want to make kiddush this week. So questions are difficult, and we can't say that we love questions. We could say that we thrive from questions. We're a different kind of people. The world gets broken by questions. By Yas Kasher Yanu, I say, Ken Yifritz. Questions are hard, I swear. But we get places. Bala Mar La Yatz. If you swallow your Mar, you're not Yatz. If you ignore it and make it like it's not, you're not Yatz. There's a sugya. I'm not afraid of my sugya. I'm not going to ignore. I'm not going to pretend. I'm going to be present to my sugya. I'm going to cry by my sugya. I'm going to cry, I'm going to feel, I'm going to process my sugya, I'm going to be in my sugya. We wonder, we're in Avelis, we need music more than anybody. What are Chazal doing to us? I want to play, Akiva has a version of the Bardichev Dove. It's the best version, you have to listen to it as soon as we can. There's a singer, Akiva, when people put words to the Bardichev, I get very annoyed. I love the Bardichev, and his song belongs to us. Nobody has a right to put words. Any yid could do what he wants, but I don't want words. I don't do words. Akiva put words. He did it smartly, but his words are from Reb Nachman, and it's about seeing yourself, Taiv, and seeing Yidin, Taiv. I appreciate a lot. He put words. He nailed it. But we can't listen to music. We need music. What are Chazal saying? They're saying, feel what you need to feel. My sister called me Purim, She said that my husband's a Rebbe, and he has to have a Suda, and we're going to have music, and that's the halacha. She said, I want to be Bavelis. It's not like a struggle. She said, it's hard for me. She called that it's hard. And we related together that times that, by us, there's times music's very important. The yeshiva, the chevra needs music. But Chazal are saying something, the healthiest and safest place is where you are, where you're supposed to be. You get places, it brings you places. Don't be where you're supposed to be. So the Rebbeinu Shalom should give us all siyata d'shmaya. We're going to sing the bracha. You know, before a final bracha, you can't mention the song or not. So let's sing the bracha. We have an einikol. Avi Weiner is an einikol of the bracha. So let's talk and sing the bracha, and then we'll end off with a prayer. Da 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 da
been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.